I still feel free because I am. I'm free of you. I'm free of you. I'm free of you, Eric, and I feel really great. I don't feel like I'm. What'd you say?
I know you told me that the last call.
Yeah, and I really do. I really do feel free. I mean, I am.
Right.
And it's made me. But it's made me myself again. You know, it's made me my real personality, and it's just a relief because I haven't felt that way for a long time. Either I had fear, or I had other things on my mind.
So you're feeling
that? But I don't anymore. Oh, I do. Oh my God. Yes, of course I do. Did you put my email on the internet?
Oh, I was going to ask, what are you talking about? What do you mean put your email on the internet?
In case anybody wants to email me.
Oh, your address.
My email address.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought you meant one of the messages.
Dixie Deer.
I didn't understand what you were talking about.
Oh, the Dixie Deer. In case anybody wants to email me.
Oh,
that's,
all right.
It's perfectly fine. I'm not afraid to be in here.
Yeah, I thought you meant one of the messages. I didn't understand. Okay.
I called for a particular reason to see if you could give me any advice, even general advice.
I mean, now you want advice?
Yeah, but not about you.
About what?
Look, the only reason I ever called you in the beginning is because you're intelligent, and God knows you are, and you know something about the world. Okay, here's my problem. I am safe here, and things aren't too bad, you know.
Right.
At least I'm alive. But the real fact is, Eric, now that I'm not mooning over you anymore, and I really am not under your spell anymore.
Right.
You know, and I'm not. And it feels like I'm free. I want to be happy. And I've tried for a long, long time, and I have never been happy because I haven't had what any normal person would need for that. You know, in Cincinnati, all the time I was there, I couldn't get a decent job.
Right.
It's not that people were staying away from me, but then my friends started being estranged from me because of the political atmosphere in the area. They would actually go and seek out my friends and talk to them. You know, I think I told you all that.
Yeah.
And you know, my family, they turned my family against me.
Right.
I think you know by now I'm not crazy. Anyway, the point is, and so when I left, Eric, I left Cincinnati more than 8 years ago because I was afraid they would kill Frank.
Right.
And they very well may have, Eric, they very well may have.
Right.
And I know that they were, when I was in Pennsylvania, it was bad enough in Illinois. You know, I was from Southern, I was at that university that had all those people that Obama was connected with.
Obama?
And so, yeah, oh. Down there I can't even remember the name of it. It's in, there was a very important person down there in Southern Illinois University at Carbondale.
Oh.
And we lived only a few miles from that. And that's why the political atmosphere was so bad down there. Anyway, and then when I moved to Pennsylvania, it was even worse. And they were friends. I don't know, there were people, you know, Keith managed to get a job and stuff like that. And, you know, there were people who would talk to him. But, for instance, we would go walking in Lancaster Park, and this federal judge that Keith sees on the train, he was a federal judge, and several times he would come up to us, and they would do little things to let us know that they knew we were there. I mean, that sounds stupid, I know, but they would give us little signals and things, the same ones every time.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about. You know how people are.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eric, I just want to be happy, and I haven't been able to be. I just want to be happy.
Why not? Everybody does.
But I can't be happy here. I'm pretty sure I can't.
Well, I know, but what do you want me to do?
Advise me?
Advise you on what? What do you want?
I don't know, Eric. I don't really know what I want. I just want to, let me tell you, and then you can always tell me that you can't advise me, or maybe you could just tell me who I might be able to talk to. You know the people in the truth community. That, you know. I know you do.
Yeah, well, what do you...
You knew Mike Rivero got kicked off what was it, on Alex's show?
Yeah, the GCN.
Yeah, you know, at least you know stuff like that.
Well, it's on the internet. It's not like a secret.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm not pretending it is, but at least you're aware of things and you're intelligent. God, I respect your brains more than anybody. The point is, you know, my sob story. It's, you know what I keep thinking, Eric?
What?
Do you remember the movie Casablanca?
Well, not really very well.
Well, it was Humphrey Bogart.
I remember, but I just don't remember it very well.
Well, at the end, the two of them were separated, and Humphrey Bogart says something like, one man's troubles don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Meaning that one person's problems are just so minuscule compared to the pedophiles and the Barney Franks and the people
right.
like that, you know, that run Washington. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's my life.
Right.
And I want to go. I don't think I should bring Frank. I think he'll be all right here.
You want to go where?
He's safe here, and he's got a life here. But I don't. I don't have a life here. I told you the other day how it is here, here with me, and I mean that.
I know. You're bored there. I know.
Well, can I talk to you?
Yeah, well, you are right now.
Well, I mean, there's three places I was thinking of going. I know Ireland's getting clamped down on. I've been listening to Daryl Smith.
Oh.
And Ogmir, being from Ireland, has discussed that, you know, the conditions in Ireland, and they're being clamped down by the New World Order. And also that they're not very savvy because they're a rural population. But I was safe there when I went in, when I was attacked in England in 99 or 98, whenever it was.
Yeah.
I was physically attacked in England, and I immediately took the ferry across to Ireland, and I was safe there, Eric.
Oh.
Because they don't have all those Illuminati running around like they do in London and, you know, and in England.
Oh,
England's basically one of the centers for them. And I was safe in Ireland. Nobody bothered me. And then I was thinking of Iceland. I know how they don't take immigrants, but on the other hand, they did take Bobby Fischer.
Well,
and
he might be
they're
a special
also
case.
What's that?
He might be a special case to them.
Yeah, I agree with you. But exactly, but they are woken up, and they're intelligent, educated people. They're not rural, you know. They're pretty educated, and the same with Sweden, and I know people in Sweden who would help me.
Oh.
I haven't talked to them for 10 years. I tried contacting them, I believe, around 97, and was unable to. They were told not to talk to me, but I think I would be safe there, because I know the government is kind of... I've been there. I know what it's like. Nobody would mess with me there.
Oh.
And like I said, I do know people that would probably help me. But I don't know what to do, Eric. Because, frankly, remember when I called 2 and 3 years ago, I guess it was, or maybe 3 and 4 years ago, when I called their embassies? I tried calling different embassies.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, let me tell you what happened. I tried calling different embassies, like Ireland and Sweden and I think Norway, and I couldn't get through.
Oh.
When I first called. But then when I called about an hour later, I was able to get through.
Oh.
And they knew who I was, and they wouldn't talk to me. But that was at a time before I had published my story on the internet, and when I started actually... I must have come to the attention of somebody. See, that's the thing, Eric. When I published my story on your... When I published my story on your website, people started paying attention, apparently. And that's why you helped me so much. You didn't even do anything. You just let me publish it on there, but people became aware that they must have read it.
Oh.
All it would do would be to take one person to read it who was
Well, you were posting messages all over Nathaniel, Brother Nathaniel's site. You know,
oh, that's right. I did do that,
didn't
address,
I? Your address, your phone number, everything.
Well, I didn't get any direct help that way, but you're right, maybe that did help. But I know for a fact that when I published on your website that I was treated better when I went to Ohio.
Oh.
And I knew that they must have, the government must have not wanted that bad publicity.
I'm sure of it.
In fact, the Republicans are gone now from Ohio. They were the ones that caused the trouble for me.
They're gone?
They're not in power anymore. It's the Democrats now.
Oh.
And they may be singing a different tune, you know, because they don't want any bad publicity either.
Oh.
You know, it's the Republicans that did it.
Oh.
Well, not the Republicans per se, but I have already stated that that I believe the Russian Mafia runs Ohio.
Oh.
And even if I'm wrong about specifically Russian Mafia, somebody runs it who's a mob.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. I thought maybe you could give me a hint or something about these three countries. What do you think about them?
I don't know.
No, you know what I mean. I mean, I'm just trying to bend your ear a little bit, see if you can give me some advice.
I can't, but you've been asking that for years, of what country to go to. I can't give you advice on what country to go to.
Okay. All right. At least you can tell me that. Thanks for... I always appreciated you, Eric, because you were direct with me.
Well...
You did what you could.
Yeah.
And that got me to a safe place where nobody's slashing my tires and trying to hurt me. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's trying to run Frank over with a car like they did twice in Lancaster. Actually, four times, I think, when I think of it. You can't imagine what a nightmare it was for me to see my son, for them to do that to me on purpose.
Well,
and they didn't even try to hurt him, but they made it look like they did.
Well, how do you know it wasn't just bad drivers? I mean, they're all over the...
Because it was the same people both times, Eric.
Well, unless it was just the bad driver over...
In the same location.
Well...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
but somebody was definitely sabotaging my car.
What do you mean? You said one time the mechanic said it was just a regular old leak in your radiator.
No, not here in Osgood.
Oh.
Nothing's happened to me in Osgood.
Oh, you mean
I'm talking about Lancaster in Pennsylvania.
Oh, all right.
That's what I'm talking about. Osgood, nothing's happened to me. I'm safe here. That's why I don't know if I should stay. I don't know what to do.
Well, you're safe, then why don't you just stay there? Why do you want to leave?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. These various shocks you've given me.
I've given you various shocks.
I speak too loosely. These various things that when I was dependent on you, when I was too dependent on you, because I didn't have anybody else, and I was dependent on you, and I hadn't even met you, you know. And you published those things in January, and then recently. I understand what you're saying, and it shook me enough to get me out of this fog I guess I was in, and I'm fine now. It really worked, Eric.
Oh.
It really did.
Well, that's good.
And I'm glad you did it. I truly am, and I'm not saying that to mollify you or kiss up to you. I really mean it. And I'm normal. I feel
good.
Just normal for the first time in a long time that I can actually think clearly, you know? Think clearly about what I should do. And the time has come anyway, because I was going to leave if I wasn't happy.
Oh.
But see, I don't know if I can do that, because it is bad all over. Alex has been saying that for years, and he may be a pretentious pain in the ass, pain in the neck, but he is correct a lot of the time.
Well.
You understand? And I'm safe here, but...
Yeah, so why don't you just stay?
Maybe I will. But I still want to talk about...
I've been telling you for years, you're not going anywhere. You just keep saying that.
Look, one of the major things that I need is somebody to love.
I know you...
No, I'm not talking about you. Because I'm not...
I know, you want somebody. I know. We all do, don't we?
I'm not hooked on you anymore, Eric.
I know.
I'm not. And it's a very strong craving in me.
What do you mean? Everybody has it. Not just
Eric, I have been through so much, and I have never been able to talk to anybody except you.
If you want to call it what we do, talk, sure. Come on.
Sure.
So often we argue.
I need somebody, Eric, and Oscar has nobody that's even a potential person for me to get to know. There's nobody here. There's nothing here. It's so small, and everybody's taken. I just don't have any future here, any hope. I might get a job here, but I still wouldn't have anybody to love.
And what am I supposed to do? I can't give you advice on where to go.
Oh, I'm not asking you to give me somebody to love. I'm asking you to...
But I can't tell you what country to go to or where it's going to be better.
I know, but I was actually asking you for maybe you need some information about there.
About the countries.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned France to you the other day is because...
Mentioned who?
France.
Oh, France?
I mentioned France to you the other day. I didn't intend to go there to stay. I wanted to go there to see the megaliths.
I don't even
remember
that either.
That's all. That was just... It was purely off the wall.
I don't remember...
Yeah, that's fine. I had mentioned because if I wanted to take a vacation, I would go there because they had megaliths, and I had seen them everywhere else except there, in Portugal. And what's in Portugal? France has all these megaliths in Brittany. You know, like Stonehenge.
Right.
They're fantastic. Anyway, boy, am I really all over the map right now. The point is, I don't know what to do.
I can't help you, though.
You can't help me? Okay. All right, that's fine. I didn't think you could, but I thought at least I feel better from filling my guts.
Oh, all right. Well, now you feel better, all right?
I do. Thanks for talking to me, Eric.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.